This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with branding guru Bruce Turkell. He's the CEO of Turkell Brands. Bruce is one of the leading experts on branding in the U.S., and we're going to talk about lessons to be learned from the Carnival Cruise Lines events that have been occurring across the world, I guess, over the last few months, and obviously impacting their brands. Bruce, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's a treat to be here.
Hey, it's great to have you on the show, too, and I love it when you talk about it being a treat with the tongue firmly planted in your cheek. You're the best. Now, listen, we all know that Costa Cruise Lines ran aground, that there were fires in the hallways and stuff at Carnival. I'm really not a big cruiser, so I haven't been following it that closely. But I do know that my mom went on a cruise right after the initial ship ran aground, and she was all freaky and scared. I mean, what can Carnival or somebody else that's facing a crisis do?
Well, there's a lot of things they can do. They have great operations. They have great products. They're doing everything correctly. And I'm sure they have a big emergency toolkit that they pull out when problems happen.
With a big wrench.
Well, who knows how they do it. But, you know, I'm sure that's all happening. But there's a number of things that they can do that, by the way, everybody out there who's in business can do also. Because it doesn't matter how big you are. It doesn't matter how small you are. You know what they say? The tools change, but the rules stay the same.
Yeah.
So a number of things they need to do. The first of all, there has to be commitment from the top down. When the ship hits the fan, the leaders have to mobilize and get involved. So when these things happen specifically to them, the president of the company's got to get on a helicopter and go out to the ship, land on the ship, and tell the people who are stuck, hey, I'm here with you.
Yeah, and stay there.
That's right, and stay there and show that they got skin in the game. And so in your business, when there's a problem, the first thing you got to do is call whoever's got the problem and say, look, I'm the owner, I'm the boss, I'm the manager, I'm the director, whoever you are. This matters to me. I'm here. I'm going to take care of it.
Your problems are important to us.
Exactly right, which leads us exactly into point two, which everyone talks about customer service, customer service, customer service. All you got to do is reverse those two words. Service the customer. Stop worrying about the brand when there's a crisis. Stop worrying even about your business. Worry about the customer. Because in today's connected world, if you're not worrying about the customer, they're letting the world know.
Oh, 100%. The number one thing that we do on social media is scratch the itch.
You know, think about the last time you checked into a hotel. If you walked into your bathroom in the hotel and there was a giant cockroach sitting in there, what's the first thing you would have done? 20 years ago, you would have called the management, right? And said, hey, come up here. There's a...
Probably would have smushed it and then called the management.
Okay, maybe so.
Because that way I'd have the evidence.
But today, you would take a picture of it.
Oh, yeah, and tweet it to the whole world
exactly.
And get a free hotel night.
Exactly. And all your friends that you tweeted to, they retweeted.
My God, that would go viral.
Almost instantly. And if the hotel company is not even paying attention to their social media, they don't even know this is going around the world.
You know, what I found, a lot of big institutions or broadcasters, they're not conversant, though.
Exactly. They're busy because the history has been that the company talks to consumers.
Right.
Consumers couldn't talk back.
Right.
So they're not in conversations. They're in monologues.
Yeah, and now all of these people spend all this money for social media outreach, social media connectivity, and they don't understand the elemental nature of social media is it's an individual to individual communication that can go viral and touch everybody real fast, but these big companies don't understand. They just broadcast.
You're absolutely right. And it's in the name, social media. The second word, media, we understand, but the first word, social.
Johnny,
I talk to you, you talk. Yeah, Johnny's the master. He's the expert. I talk to you, you talk to me. Johnny makes sure everyone's paying attention, which that brings us to the third point, which, by the way, is perfect for Johnny, which is to build a social media toolkit when you don't need it. Because when you do need it, it's too late. So you need to have followers. You need to have people you're tweeting to, you're Facebooking with, you're LinkedIning with, people who are looking at your Pinterest page, your Google Plus
page. Socials in your army.
Ahead of time. So that when you need it, you can implement it. When you got to put a message out there, you can do it right away.
Peeps, I'm so sorry this happened. I'm out there tomorrow taking care of it. If you hear anything before then, please direct message me. I think you're a star.
Exactly. If you hear of anything, let
me know.
You got it. You got it.
Oh, man, I just love it when you come in and great minds start to think alike. So now we've had a disaster. Mr. Big's out there. He says, I feel your pain. I'm experiencing your pain. I'll be there to solve your pain. What's next?
Well, there's a number of things you got to do. First of all, accept the fact that we are in a connected world, right? So it used to be if you were out in the middle of the sea and something happened, nobody knew about it. You controlled the media. Not true anymore, because now every time you drift into a Wi-Fi zone or a cell zone, people are on their little devices and they're putting the word out there. But because we're all so used to these, we no longer stay disconnected. Remember when you were in college, you'd call your parents on Sunday. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it wouldn't be for two Sundays. Now, when kids are in college, they're calling home or they're texting home 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day.
Yes.
Those same people are going on cruises and they're used to talking to their family. So what if the cruise line installed 100 Iridium satellite phones on the boat, on the ship? So when there was a problem, you could get on the phone and you could call home and go, look, we're stuck, but I'm fine. It's a little hot. No problem. That would go miles to make people feel better. We're so used to talking to each other all the time that when we're not talking, we feel bad about it.
You know, it's really interesting because I remember going on cruises as recently as 10 years ago because I wasn't connected. Then the next cruise, they had internet available now in the middle of the ocean. I go, oh no, here we go. And the next time I went out, they had everything. And when you hit the U.S. ports, your cell phones worked, everything lit up and it wasn't like you were on vacation at all.
Well, no, you can't even get on an airplane. It used to be airplane time was time to read and think and,
God forbid.
Take a nap. Not anymore.
Well, you don't even get a pillow anymore.
Well, that's a whole nother issue.
Okay, we've gotten out there. We've gotten social. And, oh, by the way, Johnny always tells me, hey, so-and-so's not social. Or this guy's social. He walked in today and said, Bruce has been social with us all day long. Social, social, social.
That's right. Absolutely. Because the world is out there paying attention. And there's so many opportunities to get your message in front of people at no cost. That's the big dirty secret of all this stuff. You need to have guys like Johnny who know what are going on. You need to set the whole thing up. But then you need to do it. People say to me all the time, hey, I don't really like Twitter, for example. Isn't there just a book I can read? And that's like reading a book on swimming. You can read the book, but then if you jump in the water, you still can't swim.
I gotta say is that I first met Johnny. Basically trained me on how to use Twitter. I made a bunch of mistakes. He corrected me. We got a minute left, then we're going to come back from break. Johnny used to correct me. Now I write Twitter tweets like a virtuoso. I get excited when I get picked up and retweeted by some of the people that I respect. It's just really terrific.
Well, that's the Sally Field in you. You like me. You like me. It's like a little dopamine rush every time your device buzzes.
I wouldn't say Sally Field, but that's very cute. And we're going to leave you smiling, Bruce. You know, you look like your freaking avatar today. We're back after this. Stevie, be creative. Rock us out.